daf is daf chaf zayin. So we got three lines down. The Gemara had been discussing this machlokas between Abaye and Rava about whether or not sharminim, other types of begadim, were subject to tuma or not. So last thing we saw was the Gemara said, let's just take it from the very top of this daf, even though we did it yesterday. The Gemara wants to know, minoli, how do we know that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that shar begadim, how do we know that they are tame? So the Gemara said, "Minale nafka me o beged." The pasuk says, "O the Tanya beged ain li ela beged." I only know that a beged that's made of tamer pishtim, that is tame. But shlosha tefachim b'shar begadim. What about other begadim? That shlosha minayin tame lomer o beged. The extra word o comes to include shar begadim are tame as well. So this is the source for those who hold that shar begadim are tame. So now the Gemara says, Vabaye, who argues and says that shar begadim are not tame. Hi, o beged my avile. What does he do with the word o? So the Gemara says, Mibayle, lirabos shlosh al shlosh bitzemer pishim dimetame bishratim. I mean, all we know right now is that 3x3 etzbos, shalosh al shlosh etzbos, is tame with respect to tzemer pishim dafka by tzaras. But how do we know shalosh al shalosh atzbos b'tzemer pishim is tame also by mitame bet shratzim? So that's what he learns from the word o beged. It comes to say even by shratzim the din of this is the same. So the Gemara says, Rava, what's Rava respond? How does Rava know the din? Rava, the one who holds o beged, teaches me shar begadim are tame. How does he know the same din applies to? We're talking about two different things, by the way. That which creates tuma and that which is mekabel tuma. So in terms of that which is mekabel tuma, Rava says all types of mine begadim are metame tuma. That he learns from the word obeged. But how does he know that which creates tuma? All we know right now is from the pasuk neged tzaras. Obeged is by neged tzaras. That neged tzaras could be metame shar begadim. How do you know shratzim are also is metame by shar begadim? So Rava gali rachman agavi negaim. Once the Torah revealed to us the din of shalosh al shalosh etzbos by negaim, mimela through binin av, who are din the shratzim, we can apply that din to other areas of tumah, such as shratzim. So the Gemara says, Abaye ikle mifrach. Abaye says, you can't equate the halachas of negaim to the halachas of shratzim. They're different. Why? But ikle mifrach, there's room to ask, ma le negaim shekein shesive erev mitami behem. There's a chumra that exists by negaim. The chumra is that the pasuk tells us by negaim, if you find a neged tzaras on a shesi or erev, so then they would be mitami. At masha ein came by shratzim. So maybe only by negaim, just like there's a chumra of shesiv erev, there's another chumra that shalosh etzbalos are tamei, and you can't apply that din to shratzim, which is not as severe. And for that reason, Abaye says you need the word obeged to tell me the din of tumas shratzim. So idach, Rava responds back and says, no. Isak adaitach negaim chamir. If you're correct, Abaye, that you really think that negaim is more chamir, so then what the Torah should have done, if in the end of the day everyone agrees that both negaim and shratzim are metame shalosh al shalosh etzbos, so that everyone agrees to it. They're just arguing about what the source is. So if you really think, idach, isak adaitach negaim achamiri, that negaim have a din that's more chamer than that of shratzim, so what the Torah would have done, it would have been more efficient had the Torah written lichto rachmana gavi shratzim. The Torah should have told us a din that shratzim has a din obeged, that shalosh al shalosh etzbos applies to shratzim, which is more mekel. And I would have learned from there, less eight negaim minayu. And I would have learned, oh well, if shratzim has a din of shalosh al shalosh etzbos, certainly negaim, which are more chamir, has a din of shalosh al shalosh etzbos. From the fact that Torah didn't teach a din for us, it must be then that we learned something different from this din. We learned the halachas, says Rava, we learned the halachas of shar begadim from obeged. So now Idach, Abaye's response back is that no, just like Negam has a certain chumrah, so to Shratzim has a certain chumrah either. Also, you couldn't learn either direction. It's not like one is more chumrah, one is more mekel. They both have certain chumrahs, and therefore you can never learn one from the next in either direction. So what's the chumrah that Shratzim has? Idach, he responds back, Negam is Shratzim lo asi. You also couldn't, even if the Torah had said Shratzim alone, that the din of shalosh al shalosh etzbos applies to Shratzim. You could not have applied that to negam either, the ikel mifrach, because you could ask malas shratzim shekein matame bekadosha. The shear of how big a sheret has to be, it has to be the shear of a kadosha, size of a lentil, which is very, very small, as opposed to negam, which is a larger shear, it has to be a grisk, that's a larger shear. So we see that there's a certain kula that applies to negatzrasa. Negatzrasa is only tummy when it's big, but shiratzim is tummy even when it's really, really small. So there's a chumra in both directions, and therefore it had to have specified a din both by negatzras and also by shiratzim, and for that reason there are no available words, according to Abaye at least, to teach us that sharbagadim are tummy. So it's a bit of a confusing discussion, but in the end of the day, this is just trying to go through the psukim, how we know Abaye and Rava, they both hold separately, that one hold that sharbagadim are tummy, and the other one felt that only tzemer pishim are tummy. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Vayter, Amar Abaye says, Hi Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Mapek Mi'inach, Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. This Tana of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel learns from a different statement that they themselves say. What does that mean? So the Gemara says that we're going to learn another source how we know Shar Begadim are tummy Tumas Shratzim. So this is what Abaye says. Abaye says as follows. The Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, it says by the pasuk of Shratzim, it says the word beged. The entire pasuk reads, V'chalasha yipol alav mehem bimosam yitma. Whatever sheretz when dead falls upon a garment, mikli'eto beged. So what does it mean, beged? Ein li ela beged shel beged semer pishim. I only know if it's beged of wool or beged of linen. What about minayin l'rabos tzemer gemalim, tzemer ranavim, notza shal izim, shirayim, v'akolach, v'asriken, all these other types of materials, of wool from camels and from rabbits and whatnot. So how do I know those are also subject to be mitame, the din of tumas shiratim? Tamalomer o beged, it says the word o beged in the pasuk by shiratim to include even shar begadim as well. So we see from here that we do learn the same din of that other tumas shiratim is also subject to other tumas. So other begadim are subject to tumas shiratzim. So the Gemara now says, Rava Amar, ki lesle lahachtana to Bei Rabbi Shmuel bishar begadim, that shalosh shalosh. I mean, the problem here is, we had said above that Tana to Bei Rabbi Shmuel said that the din of tuma only applies to beggar temer pishim. But here we're suggesting that if based on the same exact author of Tana to Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that the tumas shiratzim does apply to shar begadim. So does it apply to shar begadim or does it not? So the Rav Amar Rav says no. Ki lesle lach tana, when that tana holds that the Bei Rabbi Shmuel bishar begadim, the other begadim, that shalosh shalosh, that the shalosh shalosh that's baos, that din, that's only by that din of shalosh shalosh that's baos, but shlosha shlosha tfachim islay. Meaning when they said that other begadim are not subject to tumah, that's only when dealing with a small shear such as shalosh shalosh that's baos. But with respect to something bigger, shlosha al shlosha tvachim, there they would agree that shar begadim would in fact be mikabel tumah. So that's the distinction. So the Gemara then says, v'ha Rava hu da'amar, isn't that Rava who says shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay, ulatan de Rabbi Shmuel leslay? But didn't Rav himself explain that even Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold a shlosha shlosha tfachim by shar begadim? But now Rav himself is saying that no, only by shlosha shlosha etzbaos is there no tumah by shar begadim. But shlosha shlosha tfachim by shar begadim, there is tumah, according to Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So there's a steer. What did Rav actually say about this position of Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel? And so the Gemara says, Hadar Bei Rava Mehi, Rava retracted. Meaning on yesterday's daf when Rava had said that Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel thought that Shar Begadim are not Metame even by Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim, he retracted and ended up saying based on this other source that no, they do agree that there is Tumah of Shlosha Shlosha Tvachim by Shar Begadim. Ibai Seima, alternatively Gemara suggests, perhaps you could say, one of them is Rava, v'ha, the other opinion is going to be, v'ha Rav Papa Amra. So the Rav Papa Amar, Af Kol, when the Pasuk says, Af Kol, is coming to Kul, La'asuye Kalayim. So we'll see what that means in just a second, but right now what we see from this is that there's two different statements, even though they were both authored and signed up by Rava, one of them wasn't really Rava. One of them was really Rav Papa. So what's Rav Papa saying? So Rav Papa says, again, the Pasuk says, De Rav Papa Amar, Af Kol, anytime when the Pasuk says, Beged in the Torah, it's Lasuye Kalayim. So what does this all mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says around eight lines up. Rashi explains as follows. De Rav Papa Amar, Af Kol, Lasuye Kalayim. Af Kol, De Tana Duresha, De Kamar, Af Kol Begadim, Stam, Temer Pishim, Lav lefrushe begadim stumim de tuma kasi de bishar tuma vadim etame shar begadim disrabe me obeged el lefrushe beged hamur bekalayim. So what's going on here is that no, when it says the din that the beged, a stam beged, is really tzemer pishim, that wasn't coming to say that every time the word mentions beged in the Torah, every time the Torah mentions beged, rather, it means tzemer pishim. No, beged always means beged. It always means shar begadim. All begadim are subject to tumah. When it says tzemer pishim dafka, that was something unique dafka to kalayim. Kalayim is the one area where it's only subject to kalayim when it comes to tzemer upishim. But every other area, Rav Papa says, every time it says beged, it means shar begadim. So we said above that Rav Tana de Rabbi Shmuel holds that by shlosha tfachim, it's tumah by shar begadim. That's Rav Papa's understanding that tumah applies to all begadim. Because Rav Papa says the only time tzemer pishim are relevant is only when it comes to kalayim. So Gemara says, wait a second. We don't need a drasha to tell me that kalayim applies to tzemer pishim only. Kalayim behev yuksibay. That's a mefurish pasuk. It says lo silbash shatnez tzemer pishim yachtav. The mefurish pasuk tells us that shatnez, that kalayim only applies to tzemer pishim. Why do you need to have a drasha from a different place, from Negetzras, to tell me kalayim only applies to tzemer pishim? That's a very strange thing. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Sasaka daite chamid, I would have thought, honey mili, when the pasuk says lo silbash shatnez, tzemer pishim yachtav, don't wear them together, I would have thought derech levisha. It's also to wear clothing, to wear a suit, to wear a jacket. You can't wear these things when there's a tzemer pishim together. But, avah b'ha'alah, to put it on your body without wearing it, to carry it over your shoulder, let's say, for example, that may be, I would think, kol trei mine should be aser. Any types of minim together should be aser, even if it's whatever, tzemer shel gamal and tzemer shel arneves, maybe that should be aser as well. So that's why you have to tell me, specify that in the other drasha from Negetzras, that dafka tzemer pishim, even when it comes to the din of halah, not wearing, but simply carrying on your shoulder, that too is limited. Shatnez is limited only to tzemer pishim. But when it comes to every other area of the Torah, Rav Papa holds that when it says beged or beged, includes all shar begadim are subject to tumah. Where I said, wait a second here. Lav kavachomer here. Is it not a kavachomer? Ma levisha dekam mishane kule gufe miklayim. Just if it comes to levisha wearing, where your body benefits from the wearing of the clothing, the warmth it gives you, and the Torah says, amras tzemer pishim in, only when it's woolen linen is it subject to the iser kalayim, mi deachrini lo, but other materials are not subject to such an iser. Halah, putting it, carrying it on your shoulder, where there's no hana, you're not getting any warmth from that. Lokolshkin, certainly that should not be more severe than levisha. So if levisha is only tzemer pishim, certainly halah should be tzemer pishim. You don't need a drasha to tell me that halah is limited to tzemer pishim. It's obvious. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Rapapa Bedusahi. That dinner of Papa is a mistake, and we can't make a drasha for Rapapa. So now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Af Kol, when it says, Av Kol by Temer Pishim, that we learn from Nigam, just like Nigam applies to Temer Pishim, only Nigam, we learn everywhere else, Temer Pishim, so Gemara says, that's La Suye Tzitzis. The din is telling me not to apply it elsewhere. I mean, just like we said by Nigayim, it says Temer Pishim by Kalayim, and we say, just like by Negetzeras, it's Dafka Temer Pishim, so to elsewhere. So we're saying now, not to, so to elsewhere. Everywhere else where it says Beged, it means Shar Begadim. Tzemer pishim learned from Negetzras is applying to some other area of halacha. So while Rav Papa initially suggested it was applying to Kalayim, we just said we don't need a drasha by Kalayim. We know that from a Mefurish Pasuk. So what Rav Nachman is telling us now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, we learned that Tzemer pishim from Negetzras to apply to a din of tzitzis. What does that mean? Where is it? Tzitzis behed yuksiv, Mefurish Pasuk, again. So Rashi explains in the very top line here, Lasuya tzitzis, the lo mechai betzitzis ela bigdei Tzemer pishim. We learn from Negetzras, just like Tzemer Pishim is specified by Negetzras, so too, when is one chayv to wear tzitzis? Only when a person has Tzemer Pishim, either Tzemer Pishim is a person chayv in tzitzis. The Gemara says, well, we don't need a pasuk because tzitzis behev yuksiv. The pasuk tells us explicitly, lo silbash shatnez Tzemer Pishim, don't wear shatnez, which is, of course, as we know, Tzemer Pishim. And right next to it says, uksiv gdilim ta'aselach. Make tzitzis for yourself. So we see from the smichas of psukim here that tzitzis only applies to tzemer pishim. You don't need a drasha, a separate drasha from negetras. That's a mefurish pasuk, a smichas of psukim. So the Gemara says, "Saka daita chamina." No, I would have thought otherwise. I would have thought, based on the smichas of psukim alone, I would have thought, "Kidirava, what's Rava?" The Rava Rami Rava pointed out a steer in the psukim. Ksiv, it says one pasuk, you have to make tzitzis a knaf. It says the pasuk v'asulam titzis hakan fe bigdem ledorosam v'nasu al titzis hakanaf psil techeles. So that word kanaf is extra because it already said kanaf in the beginning of the pasuk. So why does it say kan fe bigdem and then a few words later hakanaf? So the Gemara says must be to tell me mimin kanaf that whatever type of material the corners. The clothing of the talisism, you have to have the strings to be the same. The tzitzis have to be identical to the kanaf. That's why we learn from the extra kanaf. Ksiv, then it says, temra pishim yachta, that you put together temra pishim. You could have them together. Even though normally you can't have klein, when it comes to tzitzis, you can have them. Okay, tzad. So the Gemara says, how do you deal with the psukim? Either one pasuk says that the tzitzis have to be identical to the cloth, and the next pasuk says, temra pishim, you could have them mixed together. Wool could be the cloth, and the tzitzis could be linen. Okay, so how do you reconcile this? So Rav explains, Temer Pishim Potrin, that when the strings are made of either wool or of linen, they're potrin, they could pater a cloth, a clothing, a talis, bein b'minin, bein shelo b'minin. So if the talis I'm wearing is wool, linen, or cotton, or any other material, as long as the strings are either Temer Pishim, it could exempt, it could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, regardless of the material of the talis. So again, okay, so if temer pishim, if the strings are temer pishim, it's potrin, the cloth, the clothing, the talus, bein b'minan, bein shel b'minan, whether or not the cloth is the same min as the strings are different. Shar minim, if my strings are made of some other material, such as cotton, let's say, then it only exempts the b'minan potrin. It will only exempt my talus, and my talus is the same material as the strings, such as cotton. But shel b'minan, if my cotton strings cannot exempt a different type of material, cannot exempt a wool or linen type of talis. Ein potu. So based on this idea of Rava, Sa'akad Aitachamina would have thought, Kedir Rava, I would have thought Rava is right, because Rava does hold clearly that other begadim are chayv and tzitzis. He just says they're different dinim, but it's chayv. So that's why I would have thought like Rava. Kamash Milan, we learn from here the fact that the pasuk says the Temer Pishim by Kalayim, that no, Dafka Kalayim is rather Dafka Temer Pishim is chayv and tzitzis. So let me backtrack for a second. So we have a machlokas here. When it comes to tzitzis, we'll see in the Rishonim this is relevant as well, had a paskin, but there's a machlokas whether or not other begadim, temer pishim, only temer pishim, talis of temer pishim is chayim and tzitzis, or shar begadim as well. So Rava holds shar begadim are chayim and tzitzis as well. The only difference is which strings are going to exempt them. But he does hold shar begadim are chayim and tzitzis. So Gemara says that's all according to Rava. But we have a different understanding. Even though the pasuk says by tzitzis temer pishim, I would have thought like Rava, temer pishim strings could exempt any type of material of talis, but other types of strings could only exempt its own type of min. That's what I would have thought is true. So the Gemara says not true. We learn from the fact that by negatras it specifies temer pishim, and we could learn that elsewhere. We're learning that to tzitzis, that tzitzis temer pishim. That don't learn like Rava, that Shar Begadim are Chayiv. Rather learn from the repetition of the drash of Temer Pishim, both by within Tzitzis itself. And when it repeats it, Temer Pishim by Negatras, that Tzitzis is only Chayiv with Temer Pishim, that's what comes out, Halacha L'maaseh. So that's the all these drashes. So now the Gemara says, before going right to just the interesting machlokas, important machlokas Rishonim, the Rishonim debate whether or not Halacha L'maaseh, how do we paskin, do we say Shar Minim are Chayiv B'Tzitzis Midderaisa or not? The Rambam, the Rif, and other Rishonim hold that Midderaisa, only if you have a cloth, a talus of Temer Pishim, are you Chayiv Midderaisa. But if it's other materials, you're Chayiv only Midderabanan. So this is very important, Bishop Brewer talks about. Therefore, once you machmir, to have either wool or linen, we don't really wear linen for the talus, but you should have wool tzitzis for this very reason, to be choshish for the shita of the Rambam and the Rif, that you're only Chayiv Midderaisa. The din is you should wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis, but it's highly encouraged by the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. So if you're going to be wearing tzitzis, you should wear the best form, the chi of the raisa, the kim of the raisa. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, based on this din here, that we paskin the Rambam, again, some paskin like the Rambam, you should dafka have wool talis, and therefore wool tzitzis as well. And the Chazanish was known as others that, no, you could even fulfill the mitzvah even on a Dirabana level by other materials because there are other Yishram who hold, like the Shita of Rava, that other Begadim are, in fact, Chayiv Midderaisa in Tzitzis. So this is, of course, a very, very big discussion. Now, this gets into, I'm not going to get involved too much in this, but it gets into a big discussion as well, whether and other types of materials, I think it's called like nylon of some sort, that are made not from things that grow from the ground, but it's made from something in the water, some algae of some sort, whether or not that's chayv, whether that's considered a cloth or not, you know, like the whole tzitzis, like the mesh tzitzis, are those chayv, that's a synthetic material, that's a big discussion, because synthetic material is not makabel tumah, it's not considered a beged with respect to makabel tumah, so some contend it's not called the beged by tumah, therefore it's not beged by tzitzis, and you don't fulfill your mitzvah. But others say back, who says that we have to learn halachas of a beged from tumah? Maybe by tumah, that material isn't considered a beged. But maybe by tzitzis, it is considered a beged. So this is a part of a larger discussion, which types of materials are chayv and tzitzis, but it depends on this very discussion, whether it's limited to tzemer pishtim, or does it go beyond tzemer upishtim. So the Gemara now says, Vayter, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Acha, Brei de Rava, the Rav Ashi, Letana de Rabbi Shmuel, according to him, Samayshal in Tuma. So what's the difference with respect to Tuma? We said that din by Tuma, that the Marbi, Shar Begadim, Dichsev Obeged, by Shratzim, we said Obeged comes to include other types of Begadim. Hachanami, here's well, by Titus. Why don't we say Lema, Lerabos, Shar Begadim, Asher Tichaseba? So how come we're saying, when it comes to tzitzis, right now at this stage of the Gemara, we're saying that tzitzis is only subject to chiv tzitzis by tzemer pishtim. So why don't we say shar begadim chayv as well? It says in the extra words here, asher techaseba. Just like we had an extra drasha, o beged, to include other begadim for tumah, so say the word, the phrase, asher techaseba, is the extra to include other begadim by tzitzis as well. What's the difference? And so the Gemara answers, hahu lasuik tus suma hudas. Because the phrase Asher Techaseba isn't available to make a drasha. It's not available to learn Shar Begadim. It's being learned, being used to teach me a din when it comes to a sumah. The Tanya, Uri'isim, also the pasuk says by tzitzis, you have to see it. Prat luch sus laila, that you have to be able to see it, but clothing that's worn balaila, that's worn at nighttime, pajamas, that you don't see at nighttime, so therefore sus laila is pata. So the Gemara says, Ata Omer, you're going to say, Prat luch sus laila, it's coming to exclude the cheftza, the clothing, that pajamas are pater. Oh, einu ela pratlik suma. Maybe it means to exempt an individual, a gavra, that a suma, a blind person who can't see, that can't accomplish urisim also. Therefore, he should be potter, not the beged, but the individual. So the Gemara says no. Kishu omer asher tichasabo. So when it says that extra phrase, that person who's covered, so the harek suma amor, that includes a suma that he is chayv and tzitzis, so he's wearing dal kanfos. Hamani mekayim. What did I learn from the pasuk urisim also? Therefore, since we already know Summa is chayv, and it must be coming to exclude something else, namely prat luksus laila. So Gemara says, and we see from this drasha that Asher Techaseba is used to learn a Summa is chayv, and therefore it's not available to include Shar Begadim, their chayv and tzitzis. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mari Isa Larabos Ksus Summa Ulhotzi Ksus Laila. How come there is one phrase here that's coming to include, and one phrase that's coming to exclude? So why did the Gemara choose to include a Summa and to exclude ksus laila? Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe we should include a ksus laila and exclude a suma. And so the Gemara says, Maribani ksus suma. I want to include, it's more likely, more sensible to include a suma in the chiv tzitzis, sheyeshna b'ri'ia etzel achir. Because others could see a tzitzis. Maybe he can't see it when he's walking around during the daytime, but others could see it. And since others could see the tzitzis, it's subject to chiv tzitzis. Umotani ksus laila, but I'm going to exclude clothing of the laila, pajamas, she'ena b'iria etel achem. No one's able to see it. At nighttime, there are no lights, no one's able to see it, and therefore it made more sense to include a suma and to exclude ksus laila. So the Gemara says, well, still, ve'eim l'rabos shar begadim. Maybe still asher techasebo. Maybe it should, instead, maybe it doesn't come to include a suma. Maybe I should include something else. Maybe we should say it includes other begadim. And the Gemara says, Mistavra koi b'temer pishim. It makes more sense that asher techaseba is coming to qualify the words temer pishim in the pasuk. So marbi temer pishim. It makes sense to include another case of temer pishim, namely that of a suma. But koi b'temer pishim marbi shar begadim. But it doesn't make sense if the pasuk is talking about shar begadim, talking about temer pishim, to go off and to include some other material. That seems like an unlikely approach. And for this reason, the Gemara felt more comfortable to say it's including a suma. So what comes out from this is that from this discussion that a ksus laila is pater and a suma is chayv and tzitzis.
Now, an interesting question Rav Yashiv asks. There's a shiltus. I don't know if we mentioned this, but a few days ago, we saw a discussion on Daf Chav Beis that the Gemara told us that when a person lights his Ner Chanukah, this was, I think, last Shabbos, we didn't learn together, but the Ner Chanukah should be on the left side of the door, and the mezuzah is on the right side of the door. This way, when a person walks in, he's surrounded by mitzvahs, the mezuzah is on the right, and the Ner Chanukah is on the left. And the shiltus added this din, I think the Ritva brought the shiltus in, the shiltus brought the din, and the person should be wearing a talus as well, and therefore he's wearing a tzitzis, he has a mezuzah on one side, he's got a Chanukah on the other side. So they asked the question, wait a second, Ner Chanukah is only after Shkia, it's only Balayla. And we learn from the Gemara here that Tzitzis Laila is Pater. So why would a person be wearing Tzitzis Balayla if in fact he's Pater? So it's an interesting question, but I think we all understand the answer is quite intuitive. But we had a discussion in Tzitzis Laila. Did Tzitzis Laila mean at nighttime a person's Pater? Or does it mean a clothing that's worn at nighttime is Pater even when one worn during the day? And the understanding, the machlok is between the Rambam and the Rush, but the understanding of the Shultos is as follows. That's all about the cheftza. If a person is wearing pajamas, no matter when he wears the pajamas, whether he wears it balayla, or even if he wears it bayom, that pajamas are pata. But if a person wears a daytime clothing, then he's chayiv, no matter whether he wears it during the daytime or whether he wears it at nighttime. So the situation is where the person is walking through the doorway with the Chanukah time, he's wearing daytime clothing, at night, he's still chayiv in tzitzis. That's the understanding. But it is interesting, machlokas, and the Rishonim brought down Shulchan Aruch as well, does tzitzis laila mean wearing any clothing at night, this pater, or only wearing pajamas, nighttime clothing, even when you wear it during the day? So then the Gemara says, one interesting piece to note here, I guess, before we go a little bit weiter here, we didn't discuss this directly, but there's Indian by Tchelis, that we know the pasuk had quoted that you can't wear shatnez, kalayim is asur, but when it comes to tzitzis, you're allowed to. Now, you and I can't wear shatnez tzitzis unless there's kalayim, unless it's tcheles. Only when there's tcheles are you allowed to wear tzemer pishim, are you allowed to wear shatnez. So there's just an interesting discussion whether or not, you know, the tcheles that people wear nowadays, whether that's considered a real tcheles or not. So Rav Yashiv has two reasons why he thinks that it's not real tcheles. Number one is and the reason why a person shouldn't wear it, he felt. Number one is, he had said, is in the basin or a mother, am I right, that there's an isser midrabanan, but an isser for a person to wear tzitzis, just like we said that the tzitzis and the material should be the same material, the color should be the same color as well. If the talus is white, the tzitzis should be white. If the talus is blue, the tzitzis should be blue. So now, if the tchelis is not right tchelis, it's simply blue, so now you're violating the din of their ma of wearing different colored tzitzis than the actual talus. Now this idea, Rav Shechter, who does wear tchelis, who just does recommend wearing tchelis, he says, well, if that's the worst thing in the world, it's worth the suffix because there's such strong evidence that the tchelis is correct, it's worthwhile having the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis at the risk of violating this particular Ramah, because it's not even, I don't think even refers to it as an Isra. I need to look back what he writes, but that's one important piece. Another piece is that there's a Rabbeinu Bechai that explains that when it comes to every Dvar Mitzvah, it has to be that which is called Mutter Mipicha. You can only use things that are Mutter to be eaten. So for example, Tefillin, every part of the Tefillin has to come from a kosher animal. So here as well, when it comes to Tzitzis, it has to come from kosher animals that you could eat. So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the Talas, the worm, this particular worm, that the blood, you can't eat the blood of it, and the blood is being used for the Tchelis. So he explains that, no, tchelis doesn't come from the blood, because that would be asr. That would be asr to eat. Rather, he explains it comes from that which grows on the outside of the talas, which is it's something more natural to vegetation of some sort. I don't know what exactly grows on the outside, but that, he felt, is what he's referring to, because that is mutter b'picha. The way tchelis is made, it's made from the blood, and that blood would not be mutter b'picha, and for that reason, Rav Yashiv says it would be wrong as well. Now, I'm just presenting Rav Yashiv's case. There's a whole big discussion about the other side, but just interesting food for thought. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. So we're up to the words now, a few lines before the new Mishnah. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Abaye. Abaye says that Rabbi Shimon and Elazar, v'simchus amru davar echad. They both said the same thing that we said yesterday's daf, that certain things are possible to be part of the tchelis, because since Pishan, even though Pishan grows for schach, We had been talking about tumah up until now, but now we're up to schach. Now schach, one of the requirements is of schach that it has to grow from the ground, but it can't be makabel tumah. So pishtan grows from the ground, it qualifies as a gedule karka, but it's makabel tumas negam, and therefore it's disqualified from being used for the schach. So Amar Abaye says both for Bishim ben Elazar, we saw that in Daf Chavav, and Sumchus Amru Davar Echad, that pishtan is disqualified pasul for schach. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Hadam, and we already learned this before, that even though Pishon, maybe even though you didn't fashion it into a beged, the very fact that it grows in the ground, that alone is sufficient to make it mekabel tumas neged tzaras, and therefore disqualified for schach. And now we see from Sumchus, the Tanya Sumchus Omer, sichacha bevetavoy psula. If you make for schach, you take some type of linen, and you spin it, and you make it into threads, it's psula mipnei shematame binigam. Since shesiva erev and different types of strings and threads are tamei neged tzaras, so therefore if you spun the linen, it would also be possible for the use in a sukkah. So Gemara says, Keman, who the simcha ho like that pishan, when it's simply spun together, that's sufficient for it to be mekabel tumas neged tzaras. Kiyai Tana, he holds like the following Tana. The Tana, the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Negayim, Shesi ve'erev metame b'negayim b'yad. The moment you've spun either wool or linen, it's subject to Tumas Neged Tzaras, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So he holds like Rabbi Meir, Simchas holds like Rabbi Meir, that again, even though it's spun, even though it's not made into a beged, it's subject to Tumah. Just to complete the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaShesi Mishe Yishala. The Shesi, it's not enough to spin it, but it has to be when you took it out of the vat where you used to, you know, warm it up in order to whiten it and clean it, only after you removed it from the hot boiling water would it be subject to Tumah. V'ha'erev miyad, but Erev is different. You guys could debate Shesi v'erev and why that might be, but the Erev is immediately, the moment you've spun it, even without going into the water, is a subject to Mimikabel Tumas Neged Tzaras. V'ha'unim shapisham, which are bundles of the flax, bundles of the linen, before they've been spun, they're also mishishlabnu, even though they haven't been spun. If you put them, though, in bundles into the vat to whiten them, to bleach them, that stage afterwards, that's when it would be mekabel tumah. Okay, so that ends this discussion. Let's now begin the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Chav Zayin and Beis as follows. Kol ayotim min ha'etz, anything that comes out of the from the ground, from the wood, ein malikim bo, we already said you can't use to light. Ela pishon. Pishon is the only exception, the only type of etz you could use in order to light Ner Shabbos. So then the Mishnah says, v'chol yotim min ha'etz, anything that comes out of a tree also, eino metame tumas oalim, ela pishon. Also is not subject to the din of tumas oel, with the exception of pishon, which is subject to tumas oel. So what does that mean, tumas oel? So if you look at Rashi, four lines up from the bottom, Rashi says, eino metame tumas oalim, im asa mehen oel. If you use some type of material, some type of wood, to create an ohel, the hames tachtav, and there's a mace below the ohel, habi kishar bayis, it's like any other house, v'ein tzarech lahat bil ha'ohel atzmo, which means that the lo kabatuma ela kelim shetachta. So you can create an ohel where the tuma will travel from the mace to the kelim. It will metame, no matter what the material is. The question at hand here is the ohel itself going to be metame as well? And so the Gemara says that just like if you're in a house, you don't have to tovel your house. Your house, your roof, is able to serve as an oel, but there's no tumah on the house itself. The house is mechuba l'karka. So to hear by any other eitz, it's not, even though it can transmit the tumah, it doesn't become tumah itself, with the exception of pishtan. When it comes to pishtan, Rashi says, she'ela pishtan she'af oel tumah. There, the oel itself, the linen itself becomes tumah, k'dichsev v'ahiza al ha'oel. So we have instances where even the oel sometimes becomes tamei, and that's only true when it comes to eitzim. It only is true of pishan. So the Gemara explains all this. Minolan, how do you know the pishan ikre eitz? Who says that pishan is called an eitz in the first place? That the Mishnah is referring to it as an eitz. So the Gemara says it tells us in the pasuk. Amar Marzutcher, Amar Kra. The pasuk says in Yoshua, v'hi he'elosam hagaga v'titmen bepishan ha'etz. She brought them up to the rooftop, and she hid them, referring to the spies of Yeshua and Yericha and Rachav. She hid them in the layers of pishtei ha'etz, the linen, the flax of wood. So we see the pasuk in Yeshua calls pishan ha'etz. Now, further, we'll just go a little bit further into the next staff. Vayotim and eitz, einam atame tumas olam el pishtam. Midalan, how do you know? Amir Rebbe Lazar, gamar ohel ohel. We have a gezeira shavah. It says ohel by the Mishkan, en ksev hacha, zos teras adam ki yamos ba'ohel. It says ohel by parashas chukas, by tumas meis, by ohel, tumas ohel. Uksiv Hasam, it's written, Vayifros as Oal al HaMishkan, and Moshe spread the Oal on top of the Mishkan. So now we have Ma Lehalan Shel Pishon Kari Ohel. Just like by the Mishkan, one of the coverings were made of Pishon, and yet it was called an Ohel. Afkan so too, by Tumas Olim Shel Pishon Kari Ohel. So too, if it's made of flax, it's called an Ohel. Okay, so we'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.